Hi. Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just not myself this morning.
Oh, anything to do with what was said last night?
Oh, no. Maybe a little. I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
Me either.
I mean, I just couldn't stop thinking about you, you know? You in your room, me in mine. Only a few measly feet apart. The only thing separating you from me and me from you is one thin wall, a hallway, another thin wall, Jonathan's room, and a half a bath.
Tony, it's so wonderful to finally be able to express how we feel.
Oh, you ain't kidding, Nancy. You know, I'm so tired of keeping it bottled up. I mean, I want to shout it from the rooftops. I want to tell it to the world.
Oh, Tony.
Oh, Angela.
Morning, buddy. Juice?
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awake to a brand new life, a brand new life, a brand new life around the bend.
Tony, what is wrong? Why did you pull away from me like that?
Shh. It was just a reflex. I'm sorry.
Hey, what's going on back there?
Nothing. We were just debating whether it was time to change the old baking soda. It's time.
Tony?
Angela, we'll talk about it later.
Oh, fine.
Okay. I know what's going on here.
You do?
Really?
Well, Jonathan, let me explain.
What's to explain? You're staring at my zit, right?
Right.
I knew it. I can just hear my date tonight. Thanks for taking me to the football game, Jonathan, but could you keep your head down? Your zit's blocking my view.
It's not that bad.
It's a bomber, Mom.
Don't squeeze it, sweetheart.
Okay, he's gone. Now, what is the problem?
The kid's got the rubiata cayenne growing out of his head.
What do you mean with you? You obviously don't want to kiss me. Well, at least not in front of Jonathan.
Well, Angela, I mean, it's you know, after 7 years, it's hard to just change overnight. I think I need time to adjust.
Well, it's kind of new for me, too.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's all? You sure?
Yes. Look, I think all we need is like a little practice.
Fishbone.
Let her choke. I need coffee. Tony, could I see you in the living room, please? Why don't you want the family to know what's going on? Are you ashamed by this? Are you embarrassed?
No, you're well-groomed and everything.
Tony!
Look, Angela, I'm just not ready to go public with this yet. You know, I'm a private person. I think we need some time to adjust.
But they're family.
Family's the worst, Angela. They're gonna be watching our every move. We'll be under a microscope. We don't need that pressure.
Tony, you're being too sensitive. I'm sure they're going to respect our privacy.
Quick! Binoculars. Old man Jackson's in the hot tub with the maid.
Broom closet, top shelf.
Thanks, Fuzzy.
Okay, okay, maybe you have a point.
Look, that's all I'm saying.
All right, well, what are we supposed to do to him? Supposed to sneak around like a couple of teenagers?
Well, for now. I mean, it could be fun, huh? A stolen moment here, a little kiss there, all the while knowing your mother's in the next room.
Jackson, go!
Of course, you realize I'm speaking about mother in the more universal sense.
Tony, I don't know. I was hoping for more than stolen moments. I want to enjoy this relationship.
Well, so do I, Angela. Believe me, we'll have plenty of time to spend together. We just have to be smart and plan carefully.
Okay, I'm going. Hey, it was either cover it or name it. I'll be back at 10.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. You have a date tonight, right, Jonathan? Listen, Jonathan, your mother and I, we were talking, and we decided that if you're old enough to have pimples, you're old enough to stay out till 11.
Really?
That's a big pimple. Make it midnight.
Okay, see you guys later.
Okay.
All right.
Be careful out there. Okay. One down, one to go.
Well, that was very clever, except Mother and I have to be at the Adweek banquet tonight.
Well, then I guess I'll be home alone tonight.
Of course, I don't really have to go.
Oh, Mother!
Hey, what are you going to tell her?
I'll think of something.
Hey. I'm thinking Jackson's been in the water too long. He's all pruney. Then I realize he's 85 years old.
Mother, you have to do me this huge favor. My old friend from college, Louisa, is in town for just one night. She just got divorced a couple of weeks ago, and her husband got custody of their golden retriever, Harry. Well, naturally, she is completely distraught. She needs a shoulder to cry on. So I'm going to meet her at her hotel tonight, the Sherry Netherland room 807.
Then you want me to cover the banquet, right?
Would you?
Well, I guess so. Why can't Tony do it?
Oh, well, I'm just gonna...
Tony's going to be at the library preparing a paper on the Peloponnesian War. Professor Hendricks is being a real bear about it. He's demanding 10,000 words, type, double space, footnotes, appendix, and bibliography.
Oh, and I gotta get a folder for it, too.
Oh, Tony, you have really outdone yourself.
Oh, not really, not really. It's just a little simple dinner at home.
What? Nothing on the clapper?
Old man Jackson may have binoculars too, you know.
Champagne?
May we?
Oh, who's gonna stop us? May we?
Thank you.
To us.
What was that noise?
I didn't hear anything.
You sure?
I'm positive, but look, if it'll make you feel better, I'll just go check and make sure. Yeah, hang on one second.
Oh, it's just a cab. It's your mom!
Oh, my God, we've got to hide!
Oh, go! Wait. The food! Oh, there's no time! Oh. Kill the music!
I love that show!
Angela, duck! No, Angela, get the duck! Oh. Angela, this way! Angela,
get. Okay, just put the things down over there. All right, fine. Here you go, my good man. This is for you.
$50? I don't think I can change that.
Keep it. The money belongs to my daughter.
Won't she be mad?
Oh, not nearly as mad as she's going to be when she finds out I didn't go to the stupid banquet. Oh. Thank you.
Thanks a bunch, lady.
Yeah.
Great. She's in the kitchen. Okay, what do you want to do?
Okay.
kill her.
No, no, no. Wait a minute. Come on. We need a plan. Come on, we need a plan.
Okay, I've got a plan. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, good plan. Good plan.
Don't worry, nobody's home.
Ooh, new plan. New plan.
Oh, Tony, the duck. The duck.
Hike.
Oh. Okay, are you sure?
Positive. My grandmother said everybody's gonna be out. We've got the place to ourselves.
Ooh, sneaking a girl into the house, why that little?
Angela, technically that's what I'm doing too. Although not very well.
Yeah. Come on, I'll show you the hockey puck that did this. Luckily, I was able to deflect it off my head into the goal.
Tony?
Yes?
We have got to get out of here.
Yes, we do. We gotta find some place where we can be alone, Angela. Some place where we don't have to sit on a Hoover. I think I just found that drapery attachment.
Can we go?
Any place but here. Come on.
Right this way. Best room in the house, Mr. Gladstone.
Just call me Irving.
Here's your bathroom, your cable TV, wet bar, and stock refrigerator, and your luggage, sir.
The reason that we don't have any luggage is that we would, you know, we're just looking for a place to cool off.
Right, we were driving around and we finally ended up here.
I'm sorry, but the air conditioning isn't working. If you want a cooler room, we can go back to the front desk.
No! Checking in once was stressful enough.
His mother ran off with the concierge.
Would you like a maid to come in and turn down your bed?
Oh, no. There won't be any need for that. Don't you agree, Angelita?
Absolutely, Irv. We're night people.
Yeah, we drink so much cola and coffee, we'll probably be up all night talking and laughing and going to the bathroom.
Then would you like me to fill your ice bucket?
No ice. I can't have it. I can't have it.
His grandfather died on the Titanic.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Here we are.
Yes. Here we are. In a hotel. All alone.
Finally.
Hey, did you want ice? Because maybe I shouldn't have answered for the two of us. You know what I mean? If you want ice, I'll take the bucket and go down.
I don't want ice. And there's no reason for us to be so nervous, right?
Right. I mean, we're adults.
Yeah, if we want to go to a hotel, we can go to a hotel.
Yeah. I mean, to cool off or to talk or to check out the view.
Absolutely. Oh, my. Really is beautiful.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, look at the way the moonlight's dancing on the water, shining as if it's just for us.
Yeah. Do you want a kiss?
Uh-huh.
Oh, now what? Who is it?
Air conditioning repairman.
Go away.
Okay. The only thing is I got a work order, and if I don't do this job now, my boss will get mad. Unless you write him a note. His name is George Tully. That's T-U-L-L-Y.
Tony, let him in. It's going to be a lot faster.
And that's George. G-E-O-R-G-E.
Get in here. Let's go.
Sorry to bother you folks. I'll be out of here in a jiffy.
Oh!
What happened? Are you all right?
Well, that's the first thing they teach in tech school is never wear a claw hammer in front. I just graduated from Air Conditioning and Heating Academy. I majored in heating. I can't hardly wait till winter.
Hope he fixes it by then.
It's your thermostat.
Well, look, can you fix it?
In a jiffy.
In a jiffy, that's my jiffy.
Great.
In a jiffy.
Any of you read Korean?
That's it.
What about the unit?
You want to fix the unit?
Yeah.
Want to fix the unit? Here.
Tony.
Here's your unit. And fix it in a whole jiffy.
Okay.
Say hi to George. Jeez Louise, I mean, what else is going to happen tonight?
Tony, calm down.
How can I calm down, Angela? It's one thing after another. I mean, the whole mood is ruined. It's destroyed, Angela. It's destroyed, and I can't get it back. I could be wrong.
You are so easy.
What the?
What is it?
I don't know. It's like a mosquito. He's probably a hotel employee. Where were all these things coming from?
Probably from the hole someone made in the wall.
Don't move. Don't move.
You either.
Oh! That's it, Ansel. I think it's time to check out.
I'm ready when you are.
I'll get the luggage.
Well, this is better. At least it's quiet.
Really? This has been some evening.
Yeah, well, it's not over yet. The earth could still open up and swallow us.
It really does seem like somebody's trying to tell us something.
Yeah, like maybe this isn't meant to happen.
Yeah. Ever?
No, not ever. Just maybe not tonight.
I agree. When?
I don't know. Probably when the time is right, we'll know it. Is that crazy?
Well, a little. But you're probably right. We shouldn't try to force this.
Yeah. I mean, I think we should just, let this happen at its own time and pace.
Absolutely. We should just let everything evolve naturally.
I mean, after all, even a fine wine needs to be aged before it's uncorked.
Patience is the key.
I'm ready to be uncorked, Angela. Angela, I feel the earth moving beneath us.
Tony, it's not the earth, it's us.
Hit the brake! Give me the brake!
Since no other vehicle was involved, there's no need to file an accident report.
Oh, good. Thank you, officer, because, you know, we like to keep this between us, you know.
Dad? Angela!
So I guess I shouldn't have called them.
We are fine. We're fine. We're just a little wet.
Yes, there's nothing to worry about. Nothing to discuss. Let's go home.
Hold it, Flipper. What are you two doing together? You're supposed to be at the Sherry Netherland with your friend Louisa.
And you're supposed to be writing some big term paper.
No, they are not. They're both supposed to be at the potluck charity dinner with the Hendersons.
Actually, you're all right. You see, what happened was my friend Louisa, who happens to be really good friends with the Hendersons, decided to come to the potluck dinner with us. It really worked out great for Tony because the Hendersons and Louisa happen to be experts on the Peloponnesian
War. Oh, Angela! Please! Just give it up. Please, give it up. Look, we needed some time alone, and so we made up some stories. It was a mistake. The end. Let's go home, please.
Yeah, but how did the car get in the lake?
You know, something like this happened to friends of mine once, but that was only because they were in the car making out, and then her foot slipped and... Oh, my God.
Nothing happened.
Well, get back in that car until it does.
Mother, look, this is not some seedy, smarmy thing going on here.
Oh, then what is going on here?
Yes, you two have been acting very strange all day.
Well, Angela, I should just tell him the truth. I love Angela.
Yeah?
No, you don't understand. Angela and I are in love.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's great.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's about time.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, I should have known the way you were glowing.
Was I?
No, Dad.
What I don't understand was, what is all the sneaking around about and all the lies?
Well, we needed some time to adjust.
Right, and we thought that it would take some of the pressure off us if we kept it private.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who wants to live under a microscope?
I found them. Here they are. Action News reporter Lori Lee live on the scene at Pequot Lake, where the victims of tonight's freak car accident just emerged from their car. And you are?
Irving Gladstone. See, Jonathan, a lot of times these problems can be caused by diet, but they can also be caused by stress. The kind of stress you get from sneaking girls around and lying. But look, as you get older, you learn to cope with these pressures, and I'm telling you, you won't have these complexion problems any longer.
Great. Thanks, Tony.
Anytime, buddy. Anytime.